Let's go to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 2. Gotta love Ephesians. The first two chapters, you look at all the verb tenses, and it's all this past tense. Well, God has already done this, and this is, you know, done, finished, provided, you know, etc., etc. And finally, it gets to chapter 2, verse 13. But now, because of all that stuff that came before, in Christ Jesus, and again, notice the use of the words. He didn't say in Jesus, and God is very specific. Now, occasionally, you will see in your Bible, they don't always translate it right, but most of the time they get the order correct. You know, if you want to really be a Greek nut, you can go look them all up in the Greek and document them all, but most of the time you don't really need to do that. But now in Christ Jesus, ye, who were sometime afar off, are made near by the blood of Christ. Verse 14, for he is our peace, who hath made both one, talking about Jew and Gentile, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us. I did a teaching a few years ago about direct access to God, and that's what he's given us here. And the direct access is in the Old Testament. Those of us that are Gentiles, I've got a little picture. I think I did taught this maybe 3 or 4 years ago, and I brought out a picture of the temple, and in there it showed all the different things. And this outer area, you had the walls. Gentiles were allowed to enter into the walls, but could only go into the court of the Gentiles. Then there was the next area is where the Israelites were allowed to go. And then there was inner sanctums that only the priests were allowed to go. Then there was the Holy of Holies, where only the high priest was allowed to go, and only like once a year or certain times a year. And I'm not a real expert on all the Jewish customs and stuff, but it was basically you didn't have direct access. But it says here, he has broken down the middle wall of partition between us. And basically, he gave us direct access. And that is verse 18. For through him, we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. And that's something that nobody had since Adam. We lost that. In the Old Testament, they did not have direct access to the Father. Jesus Christ had direct access because he was the Son of God, but it was only one man had that direct access. A path leads somewhere, right? You know, and some people will say, well, it's not the destination, it's the journey. No, in this case, it's not the journey, it's the destination. The destination, what is the destination? Direct access to the Father. The devil will do anything and underscore and put exclamation marks under anything. He will do anything to interrupt that direct access you have to the Father. That is his number one goal in life, to keep us from having direct access to God the Father. Because that when we walk that way, we can walk literally like Jesus Christ, and greater works than he did, we can do. It says in John 14:12, the works that he did and greater. We are the Son of God walking on the face of the earth. We have the Christ in us, not Jesus in us, but the Messiah, the power, spiritual power of the Messiah in us. And we literally, and that is the destination of the path. Mark chapter 15, verse 38. And it says here, this is record, and I'm not going to read the whole record, but this is one of the records. It's in several of the Gospels of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Verse 37, loud voice, he gave up the ghost, and so on. Verse 38, and the veil of the temple was rent in twain from top to bottom. That division that we could no longer have access to God, that barrier was gone. Because in the Old Testament, remember the Old Testament, Moses went up and spoke with God, and he came down from the mountain. They had to put a veil over him because the Israelites couldn't even look at him because he was glowing spiritually. I remember the first fellowship I went to in 1973. And these guys, they literally, I saw they glowed. It wasn't literal glow, but to me, I saw it spiritually. I could just see the light. That veil is no longer there. Romans chapter 5. Religion will teach you got to go through Reverend so-and-so, or you got to go through the Pope, or you got to go through, you got to take this class, or you got to have this knowledge. Or man puts all these layers and all these hoops you got to jump through. It's pretty simple. We get born again. We read the Word. We put on the Word. You don't have to know the whole Bible. You just need to know what's available. You know, we can talk, we can walk and talk with God. You know, when I get up in the morning, you know, I was telling you a story, you know, I haven't sinned yet, Father. Well, see, in bed, I have direct access to God. But I don't have direct access to Jesus. Say, I'm in my house here in Denver and I'm talking to Jesus. Well, what about my friend in Chicago? He gets up in the morning, he wants to talk to Jesus at the same time. And then my other friend in California, she wants to get up and talk to Jesus at the same time. And, well, Jesus can only be one place at a time. Christ can only be one place at a time. Jesus Christ, Christ, now, however, whatever, he can only be one place at a time. The only spiritual being that can be more than one place at a time is the Father, God Almighty. He's the only one that's, with the word is omnipresent, can be more than one place at one time. You see, where Lucifer used to be second in command, you read in Job, where he walks to and fro on the earth, because he can only be. And you also read other places in the Bible, when we resist the devil, he departs. He'll come, he'll attack, either him or his spirits will attack. We resist, they back off, and they go somewhere else and attack. And that's why you notice sometimes in life, sometimes things are real heavy, and then sometimes they're light and easy, because sometimes there's spirits around, and then we can tell them, hey, get out of here in the name of Jesus Christ, because I have that authority, because I have direct access to God. We've reached the destination. And it's not a long path. It's not an arduous path. What's those movies? Sinbad. It's those movies like that, and they got the other ones with the Kraken, and I can't think of all those names. Those movies of Greek mythology. And they put this guy has to go on this long path to prove he's worthy to these pagan Greek gods, and then they'll give him some reward if he does all that. That's not the path we're on. The path is simple. It's easy. It's short. But the devil's always there to try and distract you. And one of the great distractions is a relationship with Jesus. You know, if you're trying to have a relation, direct access to Jesus, you're not directly accessing the Father. And that's why the devil, you know, decided to come up with religion where he'd make Jesus God. So, oh, yeah, just go to Jesus. Or some religions where they pray to Mary. I remember when I first got in the Bible, the Word, many years ago, I heard a story about this guy, and John the Baptist would appear to him and give him revelation. So his friend was telling me, he had a friend of a friend that did that, and I said, well, ask him, does he appear with or without his head? You know, sometimes a little bit of irreverence goes a long way with cutting through spiritual baloney. But I got too many scriptures, and I don't want to go this long. Let's go to Ephesians here. Did I ever read my verse I was going to read here?
No, Romans.
Romans.
Tell us
what verse it is. Well, forget it. I'm not even going to use that one. Let's go to Ephesians. I got too many verses. Maybe I'll put more. I'll do a written version of this, and I'll put more verses in the written version or something. Ephesians chapter 3. And verse 10. And it says, to the intent. And let's start in verse 9. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the ministry, of the administration of the ministry, which mystery, I've got to read what's written here, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things, to the intent that now the principalities and powers in heavenly places, the spirit realm and everything else, might know by the church the manifold wisdom of God according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Jesus. No, Christ Jesus. And when you read the word, pay attention to what's written here. In whom we have boldness and access. We not only have access, we can go to God boldly. In fact, he wants us to come boldly. He doesn't want us to come up there. Remember, let's say that old Wizard of Oz with the cowardly lion. He runs away before he's too afraid to ask. But people literally go to God that way. They're too afraid to ask. Or that's too small. God won't be concerned. God's only concerned with the big things. Well, you know what? I was telling you that story about my arm hurting, and I prayed to God, and it quit hurting. Well, that was a little thing, but to me it was a big thing. It was because it was keeping me up at night. So, you know, God's concerned about all the things. We have direct boldness, access, with confidence by the faith of him, the faith of Christ. Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations. Verse 14, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven on earth is named, and earth is named, that he would give you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened by his Spirit in the inner man, that Jesus may dwell in your hearts by Christ. You know, Jesus the man, he was an incredible man, the greatest man that ever walked the face of the earth. Amazing man, compassionate man, fearless man. But he became so much more when he became Christ. Oh my goodness. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Jesus, Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Because that's the destination, is to get that full power and to operate it. And unto him be glory by the church, by Christ Jesus, throughout all ages, world without end. There's some other verses, but I'm not going to go there. That's what I had to share.